those backing Senate Bill 180 say that South Dakota is lagging behind in the development of wind energy because surrounding states give better tax incentives to large-scale wind farms. Julie Volk testified in favor of the bill. She represents wind farm developer and operator NextEra Energy Resources. She says her company has an annual payroll of over $1 million in the state. But she says without this legislation, new wind farm expansion could go elsewhere.
South Dakota has seen far fewer projects built than some of its neighbors, such as Minnesota, Iowa, and North Dakota. South Dakota has a wind resource that's very comparable to the neighboring states, but where the difference comes in is in the tax policy.
An amendment to the bill following the initial hearing sought to include concerns from opposition, but some opponents still worry this legislation goes too far in limiting state revenue. Hunter Roberts with the governor's office testified against Senate Bill 180.
What this does not do is respect South Dakota taxpayers. This is a very large shift in our current policy and how we tax these wind farms. In my opinion, and I think several others, it's too large a shift. It will entice new development. I don't disagree with that, but I think it goes too far.
Those backing the legislation say dialogue needs to continue on how to make the state's wind farm tax structure competitive. The committee agreed and passed the bill by unanimous vote. It's headed next for debate before the full state Senate. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.